Mardim L'Simcha and Pitka Tava. This evening and tomorrow is Shmini Atzeret, which in Israel is, of course, a separate chag in its own right, Dregel B'fnei Atzmo. In Chutz La'aretz, though, it's not only Shmini Atzeret, but it's also a safek of it being the seventh day of Sukkot, because maybe the first day of Yom Tov wasn't really Sukkot, in which case Shmini Atzeret is really Hoshana Rabbah. So the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah has a discussion about whether or not one should sit in the Sukkah in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeret, and the conclusion of the Sugya on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph is V'hilchata Meitav Yatvinan Baruch Elom Avarachinan. The halacha is that one has to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, but one doesn't say a bracha. Why does one not say a bracha? Because even though in general we do say a bracha on the mitzvah on the second day, second night Seder, we say the bracha of al-achilat matzah, even though it's only second night, so why don't we say the bracha of leishev basukah on Shmini Atzeret? The reason is because there would be a stira between saying Shmini Atzeret in Kiddush and then saying the bracha of leishev basukah. Either it's Shmini Atzeret or it's Hoshana Rabbah. The two are mutually exclusive. So therefore, we sit in the sukkah, but we don't say the bracha. And this is paskind in the Shulchan Aruch in Tzitzim and Taf Reish Samachet Se'if Aleph. It's one of the strange things that there are people who don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. We'll touch on that in a little bit. But it's regarded as like strange. Or what? You know, you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Some people think that's a real chumrah or something like that. But in actual fact, that's the baseline halacha. As paskened in the Gemara, without any dissent, and as paskened in the Shulchan Aruch, without any dissent. There is some discussion, both in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, as regards what exactly is done in the Sukkah. The Torah mentions a minhag, not to eat in the Sukkah at night, but only in the daytime. But he says, Einor minhag, that's not a good minhag, he dismisses it. The view of the Mordechai, he brings the Rav Yah, who says that you don't sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Why not? Because it's fine with the eating. You can show that it's not really, you think that it's not really Sukkot because you don't say a bracha on it. But it's sleeping where you don't usually say a bracha anyhow. So if you sleep in the Sukkot on Shmini Atzeret without a bracha, it would look like you're treating it as Sukkot, which is in contradiction to it being Shmini Atzeret. Most of the or other Rishonim reject that. The Beit Yosef rejects that and says that you should sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. That's also the view of the Vilna Gaon brought down in the Chaye Adam. Even if it was very cold, he would sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to be makel for exactly the reason that we said, things we don't say a bracha usually on it. And in actual fact, that's the essential position of the Mishnah Berurah, is that anything that you don't usually say a bracha of leshev basukah on during Sukkot, you don't do in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. So at least you can be makel not to do in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. So like eating fruit or just having a drink or something like that, you wouldn't say a bracha of leishev basukah on Sukkot. So some achronim say in actual fact you shouldn't eat it in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret because there's no heker that you're doing it in a different way. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says you don't need to, meaning seeing as min hadin, you don't really need to do it in the sukkah on Sukkot proper. So certainly on Shmini Atzeret, you don't need to do it in the sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan says that really the correct minhag is you should do everything in the sukkah, but after the meal to leave the sukkah. He says, why have we got these different minhag? Why do some people, you know, just eat in the sukkah in the day and not at night, etc., etc.? He says, because really we've got this consideration of mixtai pato min ha-sukkah, that the person who's discomforted is exempt from the sukkah. Now, in cold areas, in actual fact, you know, we could argue that we never have to eat in the sukkah because it's always uncomfortable in the sukkah. But if we were to say that, then we'd lose the mitzvah altogether. So during the rest of Sukkot, we put up with a bit of discomfort. But on Shmini Atzeret, so where it's a slightly different din, so people don't want to be in the sukkah when they're uncomfortable and they want to apply that to its full extent. And he says that's not really correct because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say you need to be in the sukkah. But after the meal, then go inside when you don't really need to be in the sukkah. As I said, the minhag of Chassidim and some others is to not be in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. It doesn't really have good halachic grounds, except to say that, you know, maybe if they, you know, Chassidim were in very cold areas, and where it was mitztah the whole of Sukkot, so certainly they didn't want to be in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Perhaps they argued it ruined their Simchat Yom Tov. The maskana of non-Chassidic poskim, certainly, is that, you know, if that's really your family minhag going back many generations, then okay, you know, it doesn't seem to have good halachic grounds, but stick with it, or one can stick with it. But certainly, if you don't have Hasidic blood in you, and you don't do anything else Hasidic, and it's not a family minhag you've got going back generations, then one should sit in the sukkah. And even if Rav Eliashiv is brought down as saying, and others as well, that even if your, you know, family minhag has been not to sit in the sukkah, you can change to sit in the sukkah, because that really is the correct practice. So unless a person's really got a long established family minhag going back a long way, not to be in the sukkah, one should be in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Reb Yaakov Ettinger in Bikurei Yaakov has an interesting suggestion, which I always try and practice. He says that there's a hiddur in on Shmini Atzeret night to make kiddush in the sukkah with the roof closed, and then when you say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeret Hazeh, there's no stira because you're not in the sukkah. If you say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeret Hazeh in the sukkah, it's hold on, I'm in the sukkah, why am I calling it Shmini Atzeret? So to make kiddush in the sukkah with the roof closed, and then to finish off, and then after kiddush, after you've drunk the wine, when you go in to wash, then to take the roof off, and then you'll be eating in the sukkah. In any event, wish everybody Chag Sameach. Ad Kan.